the kitchen in OBASTRA, San Ramon. It's Pancake. One meal told week by week. I'm Laura Matthews. Everyone knows the old saying, breakfast is the only meal of the day. It's ingrained into practically every child in America, and it's what I think about whenever I need some inspiration. But sometimes, with cases as tough as this one, even that didn't help. I was getting disappointed. You're probably tired of hearing me say that by now, but don't worry, because it's the last times I ever will. I was aimless, looking for some sort of sign, and I found one. You probably remember my brother, Jake. He and a few buddies of his were going to this breakfast buffet at a local cafe, and I decided to tag along. So I was standing in line and was reaching for my plate when I saw it. Big, red, handwritten chalk letters. Help yourself. Help myself. After all these failed attempts to get other people to help me, I never even thought to help myself. I immediately knew what I had to do. I dropped my plate. I ran for the door. I drove home, screaming the entire way. I plugged my phone into the wall. I didn't want to blow my battery. And with shaking hands, I dialed my number.
Hello?
Hi, Laura. It's Laura from Pancake.
Hi, Laura.
Wow, I can't believe I'm actually finally speaking to you. It's just bizarro to get to talk to you like this.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's really great. It's great.
Wow, I've got so much I want to talk about.
Yeah, hey, no problem.
The start of our conversation was me going over what I had already tried to get in touch with Sarah. Well, I looked her up in the white pages.
Oh, wow, that was such a good idea.
Yeah, I thought so too. Then, nothing really happened though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's okay. Then I tried screaming Sarah's name as loud as I could to maybe, you know, see if she could hear me.
Well, that's weird that didn't do anything. Okay, where were you when you were screaming?
Well, it was midday and I was screaming, like, waist deep in the ocean.
Oh, okay. I would suggest maybe try that again. But maybe next time, try, like, in a residential neighborhood in the dead of night.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll definitely look into that. So, I mean, more on a general note, though, I should say that every time I see someone who looks like Sarah from the back...
Yeah, you mean bald people?
Yeah, bald people. Any bald person I see, I chase them down and corner them to see if it's Sarah.
Oh.
I never had much luck with that. In fact, a lot of the people ended up being dudes. All of them, actually. It's weird. Then we started talking about the case in general. Some of the little things I still had issues with. I mean, she could have gone to the diner. She could have had, you know, I don't know, like leftover pizza. She could have had oatmeal.
I'm actually going to interrupt you right there. Sarah Koenig did not eat oatmeal for breakfast, okay?
Yeah, you're right about that, yeah. I totally got schooled there. Then I moved on to the main point, the main problem I was having. You know, I'm getting kind of disappointed. I don't feel like I've really gotten any, like, I don't know anything about her.
What are you talking about, though? But you know Sarah better than anyone.
I don't know, do I? Like, do I, though? I've never even had any interaction with her.
Yes, you have. Remember when you and Sarah were lab partners in... ninth grade science class and you dissected a locust together?
Yeah, I thought I made that up though. Like, I don't think that, did that really happen?
Well, okay, what about the time when you were a hunky farmhand on our family's dairy farm? Remember, you had like a sweaty back and rugged beard and really strong, sexy arms, and Sarah totally had that crush on you, but remember her father didn't approve.
That's kind of familiar, yeah.
And plus, there's the time when you and Sarah Koenig were both somehow simultaneously Joan of Arc. How could you forget that?
Well, no, I know that happened. That definitely happened.
Yeah, exactly. As far as people being Sarah Koenig who aren't Sarah Koenig, you are Sarah Koenig. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So, we established that, yes, in fact... I do know Sarah, but I didn't know where to go from there. Luckily, I did.
Since you know Sarah better than anyone, just, okay, like, what kind of questions would she ask?
Oh, okay, yeah.
She'd ask, what do you wish that you knew about this case?
Oh, I guess, well, something I wish I knew was just everything that she did that morning. Like what were the events that led to the breakfast? Because that's like the real meat of your day. It's like, you know, before breakfast. And so I get that, you know, breakfast was the main part of the day, but what led up to it, you know?
Yeah, that's a great question, exactly. Okay, another one that she probably would ask would be like, okay, what is the wish list of people that you wish you could talk to about this case, you know?
Oh, okay, well, I guess the answer to that would be obviously the people who know her the best, you know? And then I guess on the flip side, you know, I could interview, just to balance the scales, the people who know her the least.
Yeah, totally. Totally, yeah. Okay, now, you think of a question. What do you think she would ask?
Well, I think she'd want to know, like, something she'd want to talk about is, okay, so cheetahs can run really fast, right?
Yeah, like 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, okay, do you think that maybe they can climb trees even faster, but there's just no 40-mile-high tree for them to test it, you know? Like, maybe that's something.
Yeah, that's actually really, really insightful. Yeah, and remember that Sarah Koenig is like this biggie of a journalist. She doesn't take no for an answer, and she doesn't even take yes for an answer. She's so reasonable and logical. She defies reason and logic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The more of her questions that you can answer, the closer you will get to her, because in the end, she has all the answers.
You're so right. Wow. I feel like I have like a new life for the story, you know? I just feel like it's all there. I understood what I had to do. I now had the tools I needed to follow in Sarah Koenig's footsteps and do this investigation exactly like she would have. I'm going to delve into one aspect of this case each episode. Each one will cover a different piece of the puzzle. Sarah had all the answers to every question I had. She was like my beau or my Jay. She was my bae. Oh, I just got that. Pancake is produced by Rocky Chavez and me. It was written and edited by me with story consulting by Alex Richwood. Rocky mixed this episode and wrote our theme music. Special thanks to Alex McNaughton for that one awesome idea she pitched, and to Sarah Koenig, Joan of Arc, and the entire Serial staff. Pancake is not affiliated with Serial or This American Life in any way. I mean, why would they be? This is absolute nonsense. Stay tuned for a deleted excerpt from this episode of Pancake, and since we still don't have any sponsors, that's right now.
Some of the stuff that happened this episode of Pancake.
I decided to do something that was only possible with two of me on the phone. We wanted to sing a song, but not just any song. The song that inspired Sarah Koenig to leave her family dairy farm and become a journalist. It was just the two of us on the phone, but there was definitely a third voice that jumped in there in the chorus. I don't know who that was, so check it out. Okay, so you do the music and I'll do the singing.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
Okay, start whenever you're ready. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.